Isn't it great to be alive on a Tuesday night with the Fig Guys? It is me, the OG Fig Kid, Thomas Montalto, and joining me, as usual, the hottest hot tag partner in the business himself, the master of mayhem.
Love it. It's me. It's good old Mike B. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another awesome edition of Fig Guys, and happy Tuesday night. I'm still getting back to being back on our normal schedule. The Mondays threw me off for the last.
I like the Mondays.
It was nice. It was good.
Well, but I miss our regular crowd. The regular crowd doesn't shuffle in.
Yes, we got to get our absolute regulars. But yeah, man, happy Tuesday, everybody. I hope everybody's having a great week so far. But most importantly, Tom, how the hell you doing, pal?
I am good. Although I didn't get many figures this week, so that should make me not as good. But I'm good, dude. I'm good. I'm just getting over it. Taking care of Brenda being sick for the last 3 weeks. How are you?
I'm sick. Come over and take care of me.
Okay. Thanks to Nicole, I've been making Brenda the hot water with the honey and the lemon and trying to help with that. And it actually soothes the cough down, but man, does she have a monster of a cough. Finally, she's sounding better today for like the first time in 3 weeks, though.
So. Something nasty. And not the nasty boys is going around right now.
Ooh, yeah, there is.
So those don't ship yet.
Luckily, I've been able to avoid it. But you know what? Yeah. The nasty boys may have not shipped yet, but the Dudleys might have shipped.
Oh, my brother testified.
So mine have invited. Come, but they've been put away till Christmas because
they've been locked up.
Like, isn't that a hard time of the year for me? Because Brenda's like, you can't really buy much now. It's close to Christmas. Just send me everything you want. So, like I sent her to Dudley's, and I'm like, and now I wish I had them.
Yeah.
Like I want the Dudley's, but I just have no money to keep buying everything. So, also, it works on sending her stuff to, like, that. But
yeah,
I will tell you this, and this is in our news, for anybody looking for some Mattel Creation stuff that might have missed over the year, nice sale going on now. And I might have sent Brenda a couple of links to stuff I needed two of.
Ooh.
Because I don't buy like the Coliseum collection two of a full price. Like if I'm gonna buy two, I always try to get the second one cheaper now.
Yeah.
So when I saw like the Heart Foundation were dropped in price, I sent Brenda some links, and I'm like, I could use my backup because I have them all on display, but I also love them all loose.
Yeah. No, how can you not?
So, and for the price that they have them on Mattel Creations now, guys, go buy everything. There's so much good stuff. We'll talk about it more when we get to the news.
We absolutely will. Super, super awesome. But that's, I mean, listen, it was a short week on wrestling figure gets.
Yeah.
But man, did we already kick off the week with possibly one of the best. I keep saying this every once in a while. This was one of the best Raws in a long time, man. Monday Night Raw, live from Boston. John Cena's last time in his hometown.
Yeah.
And hell, did they deliver. Beautiful opening ceremony. We had Triple H announce him to the ring, which I thought was very beautiful.
Yeah, I love Triple H. I see him getting a lot of slack online for his booking. I've been enjoying Raw and SmackDown, man. The show's flow. It's not like when Vince was there, you just want to like fall asleep, or you would fall asleep because of how boring the shows were. Again, I thought last night Raw delivered. I thought SmackDown delivered on Friday. I feel like the shows have been very good.
No, absolutely. It was crazy, but they kicked off Raw with not just a beautiful John Cena moment, but that Dominic Mysterio coming down, interrupting the beautiful speech. Very, very poetic to, you know, Kurt Angle and Cena. It was done so well. The step up, I love the cockiness of Dom, and what an honor for Dominic Mysterio, man. I mean, we can pull the curtain back a little bit and just say how much faith and just how much backing towards Dom the WWE has to put him in that position as well, and for Cena to put him in that position,
dude. He's beautiful. Grown in front of our eyes, Dom. Like when he first came out and he's carrying his dad around on his back, and I'm like, what's going on? Like, I literally despised Dominic, wanted him to go away, to like him being one of the most entertaining things of all of wrestling right now. He is so good at everything he does. Like, his in-ring work has just improved so much. But the shit he does on the mic, and last week, having one of the best lines, just going back a week, "You keep my father's name out of your mouth," when he mentioned to Eddie Guerrero, I popped so big for that.
It was good.
But again, like, I think, and, you know, you've heard Cody say it, and I think Cena must agree with what we saw on Raw this week. Like, Dom is the future of WWE, dude. One day, he's going to be more popular than Cena or Cody, I think.
I think he's got the potential. Absolutely does.
When you're despised and hated, and I've said this for years, the bigger heel you are, the more heat you get, the bigger face you are when you finally turn.
Yeah.
And I feel like the crowds have been trying to turn Dom a little too soon. I feel like he has got some more left in the heel tank before we actually go to turning him face. I think it's on its way to happening already.
Yeah.
I don't know, but hopefully it's just done slowly. You don't want to see it done too fast, like the whole MJF and AEW. What the hell?
AWE is okay.
AWE. I was thinking like mixing my AWA. What year is it, Tom? Come on.
I know you got the LJNs. I know we got to shake back to 2025, though, right?
Okay, so we got LJNs. Does that mean Remco's are coming soon? Oh, no. They're Power Town. We'll never see that. I apparently popped some people big time this week on the Major Wrestling Figure podcast board, because somebody's like, oh, what's coming first, Grand Theft Auto 6 or Power Town figures? And I just wrote Armageddon.
Yeah.
Apparently, it blew up.
Listen, you're not wrong.
I know.
Yeah, but it's crazy.
Were you expecting? Tell me what you thought of Cena winning the Intercontinental title.
Because it's been talked about so much, I was expecting it.
Yeah.
But it was beautiful. It was so fun to watch. That's the thing for me. It's like, you might expect something, but I always say just enjoy the ride, right? Because this could have been a setup for Cena to wrestle Dom in, you know, one of the next three appearances. Well, but they did it right on the spot, which is beautiful.
But, you know, how long is Cena going to hold the belt for? He's only got three matches left.
That's it.
My gut feeling is Cena comes out to cut his promo as Intercontinental Champion next week, and Dom comes out and asks for his rematch at MSG, and Dom wins it back next week.
I would love that.
But I feel like it wasn't really necessary to put the Intercontinental title on Cena. However, my other thing is I'm trying not to judge it too soon just because I want to see how it plays out.
Yeah.
And if it gives Dom a good rub on the way out, you know, if Cena gives Dom a big rub and he does wind up beating him for the title, and maybe, like, eventually maybe he turns and maybe it's kind of like a whole NWO thing after the Rockford Hogan, and they come out and attack Dom, and Dom's father comes to help, and Cena could help, and
that'd be cool.
Yeah, I don't know how it's gonna work.
There's got to be something playing.
Oh, there's
like,
you know,
absolutely. Like, even Finn Balor put out on socials today that he was like, "Oh, I woke up very happy for some reason."
Wow,
it was funny. I wonder why, right? I just loved. I love that they did it. You know, I love that they're giving Cena the honor to be the Grand Slam guy. And I loved everybody's responses to him. Like, Kofi, you know, wrote him and was like, "It's about time. What took you so long?" You know, and it was like seeing all that, like the Miz coming after him. And like, it's just awesome. And there's not a more deserving wrestler that is still in the lacing up the boots today to be doing stuff like that. And like, they could give Cena a wing on a pay-per-view and I'd be like, I'll go with it. It's great. He can't do no wrong. The match was phenomenal. The matches preceding were phenomenal. I thought Shinsuke Nakamura versus who do you fight? Drew?
No, not Drew.
Damian Priest
lost to Rusev. Which
that was great.
I love that
phenomenal
match.
Yeah.
I love that they put Rusev over.
Yeah.
Sheamus for who the hell did he
fight? Oh, Sheamus. It was Shinsuke versus Sheamus. Yeah, what a match.
Sheamus one, yeah. I feel like they've dropped the ball with Shinsuke too, dude. Like,
100%.
And I'm glad to see that they're using him in a better way again, and he's back to being a face with the good music.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Everything but the main event was good. And I feel like they're doing that.
I had no problem with the main event.
I didn't hate it, but I also feel like they've been doing a lot of the Saturday night main event from the 80s showmanship with Raw lately, where they started off hot. best stuff goes first, and then they save the what some people might consider downtime towards the end.
Yeah,
which I don't hate.
I had zero issues with this show, the way the show was booked yesterday. I like them putting a spotlight on the women because for three straight months we had the same main event, and I'm not complaining about it, but it was just like the same six people in the main event for like since July.
No, I get so that. Yeah.
To see them change it up, and I thought it was a good match and a good ending and setting up the women's War Games match.
It was cool.
It seems like they should have started making it make more sense a little more earlier in advance. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got the men's match all of a sudden thrown together last night. And I kind of, like, when Cody was there last night, I'm like, oh, Cody's here to set up Survivor Series.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw him now, I had a feeling that was going to happen.
Ah, so, you know, it was the unexpected pop for me.
Wow.
Was seeing CM Punk, Cody Rhodes, and William Regal on my screen again.
Yeah.
What a beautiful moment.
Dude, and I guess they really hate each other, huh?
you cannot believe
anything the dirt sheets say.
They keep leaving the other company to try to get away from each other.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's amazing. I'm so excited for the rest of this tournament.
Are we finally going to get William Regal back at Survivor Series too?
We better.
Introduce War Games. Like, yeah.
We have to.
We better is right.
Like, yeah, we need the moment, you know? Do it for us, damn it.
Yeah, I agree.
You got to do it for the fans. But I wanted to pick your brain because I know we got a mystery opponent on SmackDown this Friday.
Yeah.
So and we got a mystery opponent taking on Solo Sikoa on Monday.
Yeah.
So I'm going to throw it out there. Who do you think Saturday or who do you think SmackDown's mystery opponent is and who do you think Friday or Monday's is?
I mean, Cardona's got to be one of them, I would think, right?
I hope so.
I mean, you want to talk about a guy from his past also. What about Nick Nemeth, Dolph Ziggler?
That would be cool.
Somebody else I could see being one of them?
Yeah. I have a good feeling Mondays is going to be Joe Hendry.
Mondays? Okay. Yeah,
it looked, the silhouette had the face. You know what I mean? Like, they usually don't.
Be doing that to throw
sometimes they don't, too. But sometimes they'll throw it in there. So I felt the SmackDown mystery opponent could have been anybody.
I would be shocked if one of them is not Cardona.
I would be shocked too.
Yeah.
I just hope, you know what? For Cardona's sake, I hope that he gets to be on the main show again.
Oh my God.
And it's such a better moment to do it when he's not part of the company, I think.
Well, and I feel like they're kind of like testing him out by they using him at NXT, and he got that great reaction in NXT, huge pop. And now this, I think maybe a full time return isn't far away for Matt Cardona.
Do we bring back
finally
Zach?
No, Zach is dead.
I would love if like he came out.
Honestly, I've had a book in my head the whole way how they should bring him back, and I think they got to bring him back at a Royal Rumble and Zack Ryder comes out and gets eliminated, and then later Cardona comes out as another entrant.
Cool.
That's how they should do it. Like Zack Ryder comes out, gets eliminated in 30 seconds, Cardona comes out and almost makes it to the end.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
There's not enough people out there right now that can pull a Mick Foley either,
right?
That would be a good one.
I mean, I think to me that's entertaining, and that's how you do it.
Oh, there's so many options, so many possibilities.
I mean, we know we're not getting Edge. Adam Copeland will not be part of this tournament. He's not coming back.
Do you think we're going to see Jericho?
I'm not part of the tournament, but I think he's coming back to WWE.
Do you think he'll pop up before Cena leaves?
No.
I don't know.
I think the earliest we'd see him is maybe on that Saturday night's main event.
I hope. If he's not part of the Cena tournament, I don't want to see him until the Rumble.
But now they're saying because of where the Rumble is, there'll be no surprises this year. It'll be hard to get people in and out without us knowing.
Yeah, but they did say that they were going to tease the surprises the week in advance.
Okay.
So that would be the way they appease that is they'll be like, because I think they're in Toronto beforehand. Something like that. Whatever the case is. Wherever they are the week or two beforehand, they're going to fly the people in and announce surprises there.
Yeah, they announced Gunther's not going to be a surprise opponent because they actually announced him last night.
I'm okay with that.
That's returning next week, so I think the people are thinking, okay, he's going to be back as one of the surprises. No, he's just back.
I'm happy he's not a surprise.
Dude, how about this? What if one of the entrants was Nick Aldis?
I would pop for that.
I would love that.
It would have been cool if it was Pierce and Aldis.
Dude, 100%.
Yeah. Because I know that they were talking. Like,
what are we waiting for? Like, why is Nick Aldis not wrestling yet in WWE? Yeah. He makes a great GM. He honestly does. He's probably one of the best I've seen.
Yeah, I like him way more than I like Adam Pearce.
But here's my idea for him. I mean, I have no issues with Adam Pearce, but I really like Aldis.
Yeah.
I think there needs to be, God, I say this, kind of like the Death Riders, a faction form in WWE, and you don't know who the leader is, and it turns out to be Aldis, and he joins the faction and steps away from...
Oh, you mean if they did it right?
Yes, if they did it right.
Yeah, I think AEW was planning to do it right.
And it's still going on. It's just like Band-Aid off. It's not even ripping the Band-Aid off. It's been a year now.
At least the title's out of the box.
Yeah.
That's all that matters to me, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
It's crazy. But man, what a great Raw. So excited. We got Blood and Guts coming up.
Dude, I'm looking forward to Blood and Guts. I want to see the women's Blood and Guts match.
Yeah. You know what I'm a little disappointed in?
What?
That Blood and Guts is the same month as Survivor Series.
Why is that disappointing?
I don't know. Don't be pulling double cage matches. This isn't
yeah, they usually
out.
Do it. I mean, AEW usually does it in the spring, right? So I'm surprised it's so late.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But whatever. I'm here for it. I love it. I love pro wrestling. More stuff for us. More figures for us. That's what it
means. And we didn't even talk about it. My Io Sky returned on the end of Monday Night Raw to a big pop. Yeah.
She did.
She's so good, pop. Man. And she had a little time off after having that dream match in Japan. Now she's back. And
yeah,
she seemed like she enjoyed her time off being in her homeland of Japan. So welcome back, Io.
Welcome back.
Rhea Ripley back with the mask on.
No shortage of phenomenal women at talent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My God. Women's wrestling. And I just mean this in general. I'm not even putting one company's women over. Women's wrestling right now is where it's at in all of wrestling, because these women are just filled. I feel like, I hate to say it, but they're almost filled with more passion than the men for the business.
Of course. Yeah.
So
it's crazy, you know, but they're earning it too.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's the thing. Like you can get, I haven't seen a bad women's match.
Dude, we get a women's figure in every set now.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get an LJN. Like maybe it's gonna be crazy. I don't know. Back in the day, I would have loved a Wendy Rector, so here we are.
Book, who's the first female LJN we're getting from Mattel?
If I had to pick one, I think I have to say, to go with the timeline, it has to be Wendy Rector. I would love a Moolah, too.
Ooh, Moolah would be awesome. Yeah. We have to get Moolah and Mae Young.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we don't need Mae Young.
Well, I mean, we have to. We got to get both.
Dude, here's the thing. Can I just give a little rant about Mae Young?
Yeah.
Like, she was fine on TV, but, like, WWE and the fans loving her, like, Moolah was the one who I saw wrestle when I was a kid. Mae Young just showed up as to be a character when the friggin' what the hell is the name of the friggin', I'm drawing a blank.
The Attitude Era.
She just came for the Attitude Era. She wasn't really like Moolah was the one who wrestled Wendy Rector. She was the one involved with stories. Like when they did the Moolah Battle Royal and the fans, like, it really pissed me off when the fans had a problem with that.
Yeah.
At WrestleMania. Like, why couldn't Moolah get her flowers? Like, and yet people love Mae Young when all she ever did is give birth to her hand on WWE TV.
Hey, she got thrown through tables by the Dudleys several times.
She did, but Moolah took bumps too.
They both did. It's like having Patterson and Briscoe. You can't have Mae Young without Moolah. You know what I mean? Like, you have to have the team there.
We got a friggin' Mae Young Mattel and no Moolah. Like, Moolah deserved it first. I'm
surprised we don't have either. Or we're like totally missing from the Monday Night Wars line.
Are we already got a Mae Young.
Yeah, maybe, but Moolah, I would have taken both.
I mean, I need a Moolah, though, as an 80s wrestler as well.
I would love Moolah as a standalone figure and then put Mae Young as the Build-A-Figure.
You could do that. I got zero issues with that.
Yeah, because like Mae Young used to wear like the old lady slacks and the sweaters. So slap her to build a figure back.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. But give me a Moolah.
But if you put Mae Young as the build a figure, you get the hand too.
Every build a figure comes with a hand, Mike.
Well, she'll come with an extra.
Does it look a little more like Mark Henry, or does it look a little more like?
I don't know. Well, we seen the hand on TV at some point. It was an inflatable.
Yeah. Are you ready to... Oh, wait a minute. We didn't even tell the people where to follow us. Oh,
no,
we have
not.
A contest to announce the winner, too.
We got a bunch of stuff going on, guys.
Let's tell the people where they can find us. Like,
well,
where...
yeah, you, Tom, take it away. I got the graphic. You're the best at slinging the website.
Are you not following us? Do you not know where to follow us? It's very simple. TheFigGuys.com. You can head over to TheFigGuys.com right now, and you're going to get all of our links all over social media. We are at Official Fig Guys on Twitter, on X, on Instagram, on TikTok, on YouTube. There's the link right there. Go to TheFigGuys.com. If you're really super lazy, hold your phone up to the screen right now. Scan in that barcode. It'll bring you right to our website. Get all of our links. Follow us everywhere and listen to us as a podcast. If you don't want to see our faces, I don't blame you, at least mine. You could listen. You're not going to see all the cool stuff we're going to show off, but and we have a lot of cool stuff coming up.
We do.
I think our buddy Michael LaPume is back from Florida, so I got to reach out to him to start planning our Hulkamania Christmas episode. And again, LaPume Mania 1980, if you're not following him on YouTube,
yeah,
what are you doing? Go follow him. The best Hogan collection around, and he's just got amazing videos up there.
I want to talk to him about the truck piece.
Ooh,
that's gonna be a fun conversation,
dude.
I have something Mr. LaPuma does not have.
Yeah, you're gonna have to
break
it out. That's yeah. True. That's definitely true.
You can look, but you can't touch.
I got to touch it.
You did get to touch
it.
You got
to
hold
it.
It's a crazy piece. It's like, I don't know. Yeah. But hell yeah. I'm excited for all of our future stuff that we got planned.
Oh yeah.
Trying to nail down a date with
KWK,
Title Run Toys. We got lots of people. I tried getting the guys pro wrestling tees on there, but they're not podcast friendly. But we'll get to that. It's good. I'm excited for that to talk about the contest in a few.
You want to do it right now? You got it ready?
Should we do the contest now,
let's
or should
do
we
do it
the
right
news
now.
First? Let's do it now.
Yeah.
I like making them wait until the end, but I get where you're going. We need we can always use the view count, okay?
Yeah.
But
Joey
let's do
Buds
it.
In the house.
What up, Joey Buds? What up to everybody? So I got the wheel loaded. Thank you guys all for taking the time to go enter the contest. Very, very much appreciated. I will ship out the content subjects. The content of the context. Wait, damn it. The contest, context, the stuff. I'll ship out your great Buddha and stuff over the weekend. I promise it's going to be good. I got a huge, huge box for you guys, but let's get the wheel going. I wish you could share the screen for me, but I got to do it.
Yeah, you got to
see what I mean? It's not fair. It's not fair at all. Boom. Let's do it. Let's get going. Boom. Everybody's names on the thing.
There
you see
we
the spinner.
Go. Holy
do,
smokes.
In the words of Booker T, do you see the spinner, man? Let's do it. Let's rock and roll. Let's shuffle. We'll give it a double shuffle, triple shuffle. Feeling froggy. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Give me a countdown, Tom.
Do we have a drum roll here or no?
We do.
Oh, I thought so.
See, I can't put. It's not let me pull up both windows at the same time, which doesn't make
sense.
Oh, there
right,
we
don't
are.
Worry. Right.
Here we go. No, no, hold on. We got you. I'm paying attention. I'm getting used to these new media assets they're throwing our way. We ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do the. And the winner is. I like the spin noise.
Oh, we can't hear it. It's not.
It's okay. It's like a little.
You got to hear it. And the winner is.
WWE.Raw23. That's you. WWE Raw23. I will give you 24 hours. We will contact you on social media. If not, we will re-poll next week.
There you go.
Is that what we'll do? So WWE sure. Raw23, I'm finding you. If you are in this chat, if you are here, you holler. I got to screenshot that somehow. Let me take a picture there.
I'll screenshot it for you. All right.
Boom.
I have it.
All right. WWE Raw. WWE.Raw23. Congratulations on your magnificent Muda pack. I'm going to put this down. We're going to keep that there for a minute.
There's also Magnificent Morocco.
Oh, man. I wish we had a magnificent. We need an updated Don Morocco. We just got a good Don Morocco not too long ago, though.
Honestly, it's probably 3 or 4 years now that Survivor Series Don Morocco.
Everything's going by so fast.
Don't even remind me, dude. Don't even remind me.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah, but I'm okay with it.
I mean, we have no other choice, do we?
We got to kind of just strap in and enjoy the ride, don't we?
Strap in.
Strap in.
All right. You ready for the news?
Let's go. Let's do some news.
Where's OFG when we're going to do the news?
He's teething. I don't know what he's doing.
All right. Let's... Bam. Mike, we have a sponsor. Tell them who it is.
No, that's a different sponsor. head on over to Figure Toy Company for all of your absolute awesome, encompassing, full-blown wrestling arena wrestling figure accessories. They have everything you could possibly need, from the floor mats to the rafters, basically. I mean, they even got the steps to go back and refill your beverage from the concession stand. They have it all. So head on over to figuretoycompany.com and use code OFFICIALFIGUYS at checkout to save yourself 10% on your orders. All the orders. Perfect time to pick up a nice holiday care package for your loved one, for yourself, or have a loved one pick one up for you.
Ooh.
And they can save 10%. I mean, that's the way you got to sell it. Mom, I want all these beautiful wrestling accessories from Figure Toy Company. They're so expensive, but I have a 10% discount code for you. Boom, you have the greatest Christmas present in the world. Just like that. So head on over to figuretoycompany.com. Use the code. Tell them the Fig Guy sent you.
All right.
There's a lot of enthusiasm for me not being able to breathe out of my nose, right?
Noses are overrated.
It's overrated. I do like the smell, though.
Although, imagine trying to wear glasses without having a nose. They'd slide right down your face.
We'd have to get those like weird goggles that like the basketball players wear.
Yeah.
The goggles.
They look kind of funny without noses.
I would look funny without glasses, too.
I don't know about that. All right. Hey. Oh, you're right. No, I'm kidding.
It happens. All right. Enough about noses. Let's get into the news, because the major wrestling
figure. Oh, wait. No, that's right. Well, sorry. Never mind. Shut up, right. Tom.
We're doing good. It's all good. Check it out.
Take two.
Major Wrestling Figure Podcast Holiday Toy Drive, because it's that time of year to spread that holiday cheer. But the toy drive is officially underway. Head on over to WrestlingFigures.com. You can buy your donation figures there. They'll ship them directly to the major toy drive. Look at that. The P.O. Box 339. Was that Merrick, New York?
Merrick, New York.
Merrick, New York. 11566. No shipping charges on your end. Just make sure your donation is placed before. That's a really, really beautiful day there. December 8th. let's help them smash last year's total. If you are the king of donating, you get a custom major wrestling figure belt. That's still the thing, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Made by Wildcats.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's spectacular looking. You know, the few major marks that were getting them knocking out those donations, man. It's insane.
I'll just say this, guys. If you can afford a few extra bucks this year, like to help a kid who might not be lucky enough as we are to be buying all these figures that we love, and there's a wrestling fan out there, Ringside has some great steals. Like at the Black Friday sale, there's going to be like $3 and $4 basic figures. Kids don't care if they're getting an Elite or a basic. Go put in our code and save 10% and just make somebody else smile. And that is truly what it's all about. And we love our figures. But to give a kid a figure that's going to make them smile, even greater.
There's nothing basic about putting smiles on faces, man. Nope.
For like $20, you could probably donate like 4 figures.
Easily.
5 figures. So,
or if you're going to be in attendance, they do... Yeah. The local show, too. You come drop off your toys, meet the boys.
And you need 5 figures if you want to go see the show on December 8th. December 8th?
December 8th is a cutoff. I don't know if the show is...
Something else that day, Mike? I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh.
My grandma used to say it was the Immaculate Conception happened on December 8th. And I was just like, what does that got to do with me?
All right? You get to see a free wrestling show. Well, if not free, you have to donate 5 figures for kids.
And it's free because you're doing something good.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And you get to meet him. They're going to have the special print there again this year.
Yeah.
Where you can get it signed by all the people in attendance. So,
yeah, and just, some great names are going to be in attendance.
And I might make a trip out there this year.
Yeah. Allie Catch is going to be there, so I think you have to.
Well, now I have to.
Yeah.
Where did you see the list? Who else is going to be there?
I forgot what I was. I forgot who all was going to be there, but Danhausen.
Okay.
I believe I've seen Mark, you know, Brian, Matt.
Yeah.
I could be thinking of a different event poster.
So you could be seeing TNA, AEW.
It might have had a fever dream. I don't know. But I know that these major pod toy drives are nothing to miss.
No, I went to the I was the very first person online at the very first toy drive.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So. And they were like, Tom, why'd you show up empty-handed? You're like, I'm sorry.
I didn't show up empty-handed. I cleared out a whole bunch of figures I didn't want. And now it's like, yeah. Kind of wish I had some of them back.
Well, these things happened. Yeah, but you did a good thing, and that's the most important part.
There's
right?
nothing I missed. Let's put it that way.
Listen, it's here now, gone. Major pod, holiday toy drive one more time. Merrick, New York, 11566. How do you say that? 11566. I'm not good with postal codes.
Yeah. Either way.
Go to Ringside Collectibles, buy the stuff, send it to the toy drive, major toy drive, doing good things for good people by good people.
Yeah, karma.
Yeah, what?
Karma.
Karma?
Do nice things and good things come back.
Calmer.
Like, no, karma. You want me to be calmer? Karma.
I'm pretty docile right now.
All right, let's move on.
What do you mean? But we got some movements coming out of AEW by Jazzwares, because we got some Target exclusives are popping up again, and this time it is the Full Gear Swerve Strickland in this awesome, awesome World's End 2-pack of Adam Copeland and Christian Cage. People are popping. They're finding them on the shelves.
Yeah.
I feel like they were supposed to be for the holidays.
And there's a bunch of links out. We could order them right from Target's app or the website now. So
there you go.
If you're looking for these two,
get them while they're hot.
One of the things I really don't love about the Edge and Adam and Christian is they're both screaming heads.
It's not a good 2-pack. We've seen better.
Yeah, but it's just a shame we're getting them again in the 2-pack. I would hope. Which would have been a little better. That's all.
I mean, technically, do we have that Adam Copeland head?
I don't think so.
So there's the plus to that. I don't think we have either of them.
No, I feel like we do have that Christian head, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
And then another Swerve figure.
It's the World's End. It might be the last Jazzwares figures we see for 2025.
So
get them while you can.
That's it.
Yeah, and while we are talking about Jazzwares in AEW, if you head on over to Shop AEW, there was a giant drop of figures and old merch. But
yeah,
good restock. Mercedes Monet's back up there.
That USA MJF that kind of blew away the first time is back up there.
So I feel like the AEW tour merch kind of got relocated to ShopAEW.com. So
yeah,
get them while you can, because they will fly, and when they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah.
So. I would have missed out. Swerve looks great.
Swerve does look good.
I like the pay-per-view chairs, too.
The pay-per-view chair is always fun.
It's worth the purchase in itself.
100%.
Yeah.
All right.
What I'm talking about.
Let's move on.
Boom. Check out this, because Steve Ozer, we like that guy a lot. Steve Ozer drops some fresh Friday Night Wars teasers over on the Instagram story and all over his social medias. Go follow Action Figure Attack. But my goodness, we got a first look at the upcoming China figure that is dropping early 2026. And if there's anything I know about China, is that we don't mess with China. And I ain't going to mess with this figure, because she looks tougher than nails and amazing. This looks so, so good.
It really does.
I was blown away. Absolutely blown away. So that might be my favorite China figure.
John Cena and China have both now held the Intercontinental title.
Wow. Took him long enough.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, this is amazing. Great, great tease. I loved it. Yeah. And he showed off the 3-pack of the WrestleMania 13 set with Bret Hart, Stone Cold. And
I saw that too.
Ken Shamrock. That looks phenomenal.
Bret Hart looks like the best Bret Hart scan we've ever seen.
It might be the best there is. It could be the best there was. It definitely is the best there was. But it might not be the best there ever will be.
Right, because there could be better. But it's definitely the best to this date.
It is. That job is, man. A fact. Looking forward to that set. So great reveals. I love the end of the year little teases.
Yeah.
We got a lot of good stuff to look forward to in 2026.
Oh yeah.
Can't wait. But this China's phenomenal looking. I was just drooling from the mouth at how amazing this is.
I feel like she's even got new arms.
She just looks like a brand new figure.
Yeah, it looks so good.
Like new tooling. Love the top that's got the little tie going down. Yeah. And this is the gear I would expect my China figure to be in. Not knocking any of the other China figures, but it's a great China. Like this is just the all encompassing China. So I'm looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, really, it's good. I can't wait to find this one.
Yeah,
I keep hoping the latest set pops up on Mattel Creations.
Me too.
The G.I. Bro one, because I haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, the one thing that's clogging the Walmart over here is just that stunning Steve Austin Build-A-Figure set. It's just all that's there is the Steve Austin and the Bret Hart.
Oh, wow.
So I need to. Come on.
I see my Walmart has the Undertaker from the last series. Like five of them are left.
I haven't even seen those yet.
Well, you don't have to.
Well, I see the ones that you sent me. But I have yet to see them in stores. So it's a mystery.
Australia has Legends 29 in stores.
Yeah. Way to go down under,
brother. Was that with Mr. Fuji? Is that the Mr. Fuji set?
No, is it? No, 29, I think, is the... Isn't that the curtain call?
No, is it?
Maybe.
Hold on. Oh, no, this is Legends.
They have it on my Instagram. If you go, like, that's like digging through archives, though, but yeah.
I'm sure Nick will tell us when he...
He will.
When he...
Good
things. Keenan and RVD. Wait, so who else was it?
Ooh, that's a good one. The Keenan and RVD.
Is that the set after?
That's the one before Fuji.
Oh, that hasn't hit yet.
No.
Oh shit.
RVD, Heenan. I'm trying to think of who else was in it. It was a great set though. The best Bobby Heenan ever.
Every Heenan is the best Bobby Heenan ever.
Yeah, one of the best RVDs too.
I have the WrestleMania. The Heenan family set, not the WrestleMania, from Target. That was his WrestleMania 3 attire.
This is so good.
White suit, yeah.
I got all the Heenans. I love my Bobby the Brain.
Bobby the Brain is the best. Perfect and Bulldog and the rest of the set. Oh, okay. Yes. Thank you. Yes, that is
your memory set. Sucks. Our memory sucks. We couldn't
wait till you get to be my age, set. Nick. You're half my age, so your memory should be double what mine is. And that's not very hard about at this point. So let's move on.
Ooh. Moving on, because we got... This is us giving back to you guys, because Mattel Creations has got a beautiful sale going on. I mean, basically anything that's in stock is chopped off the block. Like, there's so much savings going on here.
Oh my gosh, there's so many good Coliseum collections up there that you could go get for almost half the price.
Superstars.
CM Punk. You get the CM Punk for $27.
That's a steal.
That's a
great CM Punk.
The Dusty and Cody Rhodes Superstars. Dirt cheap. $30 Rock, for two of them?
The Rock one's on sale,
that's
too?
That's not sale. Believe? That one's not on sale.
No, it should have been.
No. It's too new, I guess.
Yeah. But still, the Cody Dusty Packs, one of my favorite Superstars releases, period.
I agree.
So good. Yeah. But Mattel Creations has got so much over there. And Coliseum Collection. I'm not going to start digging through my Coliseum Collection, but the Coliseum Collection is all on sale. If you missed out on any of them, go pick them up because they're all fantastic.
Yeah.
They really are. It's one of my favorite lines from Mattel. And I'm desperately for King Kong Bundy and Jesse the Body to ship.
Ooh, me too.
But I'm all caught up. I just caught up on the last sale they had. So Million Dollar Man and Steamboat came with last. So I'm waiting. Patiently waiting. Super excited for these.
I need my doubles of these so I can open them. I also need my doubles of the Steiners. I'm waiting... I'll give you a little secret. I'm waiting for the Black Friday sale to see how much the Steiner's Ultimates go down to buy a second set.
They're so good.
So if it's cheap enough, I think I have to get a second because I only have one and I can't open it because I have them displayed in the box above me, behind me. As you can see, all my Ultimates are back here.
Listen, so. I'm telling you, if anybody is out there collecting Superstars figures and you've been sleeping on this, it's one of the best Superstar sets ever.
Yeah, and it comes with a fun NWA title for Dusty.
Yeah. So. Well, let's not start bringing up NWA titles because there's a lot of controversy going on with the NWA titles right now.
Oh, wow. What I'm talking about. With the AEW coming out with the title that was
What did Steve call it when it came out the other? It's the territory title.
Oh yeah.
The vintage territory title, which is a great vintage territory. Cool. I love vintage territory wrestling.
It fit the Remco style of titles. That's all.
It did. The Remcos that we did get.
Well, we didn't. I mean, where's my Power Town Remcos?
Leave the memories alone. But yeah, amazing stuff. Mattel Creations. We couldn't be. I can't put over Mattel Creations enough.
No, I love what they do there.
One of my favorite sites to order from, especially when it's in stock to ordering.
And it comes so fast when they're in stock.
So fast. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I highly advise, go pick them up. Go give it a gander. There's something there I guarantee you're going to find.
Absolutely.
That's an order.
Is Sergeant Slaughter?
He's here.
I never got a Sergeant Slaughter Superstars yet.
Wow. How? We need a Sergeant Slaughter.
I think he needs a new Legends deal. I don't think he has a Legends deal right now.
I'm okay with him getting. We do want him to get a new Legends deal, obviously. But
I'll take a 2-pack. You could give me like Good Guy Slaughter and then Bad Guy Slaughter when he came back for WrestleMania to fight Hogan.
Man, there's so many good things we could do with Sarge.
I know.
Man, I love my Sarge. Now you got me wanting Superstars again.
I would love a Superstar.
Itchy. I found just a random.
I would love a Missing Link. Oh wait.
Ah, he's forever going to be the missing link.
He's missing, all right.
At least your money's not.
Power Town guy.
Take that, Craig Gagne. who'd have thought in a million years it would be bad mouthing Craig Gagne over figures? Not on my bucket list of things to get out of.
I get it.
I was a big Magnum TA fan.
You were?
I was.
Listen, I feel like he's kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
I don't care anyway. I didn't. This is exactly why I held off.
Yeah.
On the Power Town purchases.
I caved in how to get the Remcos, and I got them only when they went up for the second time. I'm like, oh, I won't wait as long. Wrong.
Now you're waiting longer.
Now I'm waiting longer.
Yeah. You got
to write to the credit card company and complain. I've written to Power Town and they just don't answer.
Well, that sounds about right.
Yeah. They don't care. They're
wicked exes at this point. They're not going to write you back. If they're blocked in the DMs, we're not talking to them anymore.
They are thieves. That's just simple. They don't give us updates.
I don't know if we've talked about it. I know it's been touched on in other. Podcasts and stuff, but if you guys haven't gotten your Power Town refunds yet, hit up those credit card companies, dispute the charges, get
you
your money back.
Get it back. I think I'm gonna have to start doing it.
Oh, my brother, right now, perfect time. You can take that money you spent on Power Town and you can spend it on the Major Pod toy drive, or you can spend it at Ringside Collectibles Black Friday, or you can take it instantly refunded to your account and go to Mattel Creations and take advantage of this awesome sale. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. It's free toys.
Sounds good to me. All right. Yeah. What do we got next, Mike?
What else do we got? I've got to move over to the notes again because I was all over it. But it's KWK Kayfabe Heroes. And boy, it ain't getting any funkier than this because we got a Flash Funk upgrade, new paint, sharper face details, the glitter accents all over. He's jazzing. He's funky. He's flying. He's Flash Funk, baby, and brighter colors all across the board. The rework is now available through the KWK Distribution Network. I love that they have a network. It makes remember when we used to love the network? We need more networks. Love the network. and collectors are already reacting to the strong changes. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Their next wave is right behind, but check them out. I'm feeling funky. I love Flash Funk. Do not sleep on the Flash Funk KWK.
Do not.
Kayfabe Heroes. I love it. I'm funky like a monkey. Speaking of funky like a monkey, guess what's flying out for pre-orders this Friday over at ProWrestlingTees.com? We got the Wrestling Heroes line featuring Macho Man, Ric Flair, Jake the Snake Roberts, right?
Yeah.
It's Jake the Snake. And, of course, the most legend of all the legends, the Danhausen.
And you said Ric Flair?
Ric Flair.
Yeah.
The Nature Boy. Woo! That Ric Flair. Woo! But these are awesome. They're available all four. Was it 100 chase variants each?
Yeah.
Yeah.
1,000. Does 1,000, I guess, of each with 100 chase of each one. So we're in a different color. And look how fun it looks with Macho Man going through the air, about to land an elbow on somebody.
Not on my Sergeant Slaughter. Uh-oh. That's who he's not. That's the baton's waiting. I'm ready to knock some fools out. I can't wait for these. These look great. In your G.I. Joe scale, don't let the awesome picture fool you.
Yeah, it looks good. They look really good.
Macho Man giving his best Hawk impression. He's falling off the Titantron.
That's funny.
Yeah, but those look great. I'm excited for those, and hopefully they do great because I'd love to see more talent in that style. Pro wrestling tees is rocking and stocking. It's a great line.
There's definitely plans for more if they sell well. So if you like this style and you want to get more, you got to go support the line right away.
Yes. So. Whoa. Sorry. That was an accident. What's changed the focus?
That's a fake background. You're really standing in a room with the tree?
I love the trees. Oh. We're here for the trees. We are. It's tree the people.
Are you ready for the ringside roundup?
Let's do it. We gotta love a good ringside roundup.
Let's go. All right, the Ringside Roundup is brought to you by our friends at Ringside Collectibles, WrestlingFigures.com. When you're done watching us here talk about everything we're going to talk about on the show today, head on over to WrestlingFigures.com, place yourself in order, and when you go to check out, you put in the 7 letters, one word, F-I-G-G-U-I-S, big guys, and you can save yourself 10% on your order. What are you waiting for? Head there now. Go buy yourself something. And what a great day to go buy yourself something because, Mike?
Gobble, gobble, guys, because the Thanksgiving sale is slowly strutting its way like gobbledygooker. Gooker? Cooker? I don't know. But that's not just the leaves that are falling during November, but it's the prices as well because the Thanksgiving sale is here to steal all the monies, all the human monies. Where is he? Come here. Yes, all the human monies for your turkeys. Turkey money, all the turkey money. I hope Danhausen is a blimp in the Macy's Day Parade next year.
He wait better. Till he gets to WWE, he's going to become the biggest thing ever.
That's why I said next year. but obviously, Ringside, always hooking it up for the collector out there. But go take advantage of the sale while you can, just in time. Go get yourself a pre-order of some good figures before you have to pre-order more Black Friday.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. I love That's it.
I haven't even looked through this sale yet, but I'm kind of excited to go, you know, maybe get an idea of what will be coming, you know, Black Friday and Cyber Monday and all those sales. Oh. And again, guys, if there's something you're eyeing and you see a good price, do not wait because
now's not the time to play.
At these prices, this stuff is not going to last. So if you're waiting for something, you're going to chance losing it if you don't jump in right away.
Even Logan Paul figures will be hard to find.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Listen, and I was thinking this again like the last week or so. Like, we can sit here and shit on Logan Paul all we want, but we got to give the guy credit because he's good at what he does.
He is?
He is, you know, he puts in the time. He didn't become this good by accident. You got to work at becoming this good. He's like, listen, we all can't stand the guy because he's good at giving us or he's just a really annoying person in real life, but he does what he's supposed to do when he's in the ring. So
a little bit of A, a little bit of B.
Yeah, exactly.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, he really is. So
I know those things when they're so naturally a douchebag.
And he's got a great LJN.
Hey, CM Punk said no.
Yeah, that is true.
He put Dusty Rhodes right on top of that Logan Paul square.
I love these figures, man. I love these new LJNs.
Nothing popped me more than not only the LJN commercial on Raw, but also Punk playing with the LJNs.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Dusty on top.
Right there.
I can't wait to get to CM Punk LJN.
I can't wait to get to CM Punk LJN.
I was going to say, is CM Punk going to be the only guy to get an AEW LJN and a WWE? But Cody could too.
They could do a whole wave.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they got Cody and Punk.
Yeah.
Ah, I would love a Jade. LJN.
Give me a jade LJN. I love that idea.
So. Man, did you see the picture? Everybody that's holding gold right now, except for Cena.
No, but they didn't have. they didn't show Ethan Page could have been in that picture as well as
he should have been in that picture
as well as Mariah May.
Very true. So, Blake Monroe.
Yeah, Blake Monroe.
Mariah May's dead.
That is true.
Yeah, she died. She died in Hollywood.
A tragic crash, right? So.
With Stevie Ray Vaughan and Buddy Holly. It's. But I love it. Love me a good ringside sale. And the best part about the ringside sale is you can use code FIGGUYS and save an additional 10% out the door.
Oh, baby. That's awesome.
That's like having a double-double with double trouble. And speaking of double-double that brings the double trouble, oh, my brother, testify, because now in stock is the WWE Ultimate Edition Dudley Boys 2-pack. So you can break all the tables. You can get all the wood you possibly could.
Yeah, I can't
by getting
wait to
the
get
Dudley
these.
Boys. They look fantastic. I keep seeing people's pictures. I'm so jealous that they're not in my possession yet, but they'll be here soon. Great looking Dudleys.
They really are. I can't wait. Yeah, I'll have them. I'll have them for Christmas.
I love it. I love that we're just getting all these great characters and well needed. We need some.
It's like we get
Dudley love.
Like. Ultimate tag team set from ringside every year, so I wonder who next year's will be. Demolition? I don't know. They're not a tag team in WWE, so I doubt that.
Almost there.
Are they?
If they're working on the figures and they become a tag team, would it be the best option to be like it?
That would be a good idea.
You could get them as a tag team.
Yeah.
I would buy it. Okay. I would buy anything, but I would buy that.
Yeah. I mean, yes. I'll be curious to see who it is.
I'm excited, period. Maybe it's AJ Styles and Dragon Lee.
I think Demolition.
Who would like Demolition?
Demolition Ultimates, baby.
We definitely need Demolition Ultimates. Mm-hmm. But we need a 3-pack because I want an Ultimate Fuji.
Well, oh, you want that? Ooh, okay. I thought you meant with Crush.
Well, that too, but I want an Ultimate Fuji.
Okay. I mean, I want an Ultimate Fuji, but I don't know if we need an Ultimate Fuji. Let's see how good the Legends one is first.
Imagine if they did like a soft goods overcoat.
Okay. I was just going to say, what could you do for. All right.
Flock the hat.
You just.
If you flock the hat and it's fuzzy, you know, I'd buy it.
You just got me.
Yeah. So. I'm here for it. All but right. Don't sleep on the Dudleys. Don't sleep on the 2-packs. They're so hard to get when once they're gone.
I was just gonna say when they're gone, they're gone. So do not wait. If you want this, go use the code FIGGUYS.
Yeah.
Because there's a chance you might not get them.
This is
like Mattel Creations, the elites disappeared so fast. These are not gonna be around forever.
I do that Uso set haunts me that I never got it.
The one I have right behind me up there?
The one you have right behind you. Yes, Oos. Yes, you, Oos. But yes, it's the one that got away from me.
I only have one. So.
Well, I was going to order later down the line because they came out like right before the holidays.
Yeah.
And like these. That's what screwed me over because I was in a pre-order. I was like, oh, wait until January. They were gone.
Mm-hmm.
And they never came back. I think they came back once and I missed it because I was like on vacation or something.
Yeah.
But I mean, damn. That's how quick they went. So. You get them.
And last but not least.
Back in stock. Oh, yeah. We love this figure because this is the defining moments.
An amazing
Stone Cold
figure.
Steve Austin. It is the until that 3-pack comes out, this might be my favorite Stone Cold.
Dude, if you get that 3-pack, you kind of need to swap the Steve Austin that comes with the 3-pack for this one.
If you get that 3-pack and you don't buy this, you're hurting yourself.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing because you're not only going to take away from the moment that WrestleMania 13 was, but you're also going to take away from your collection looking as perfect as possible.
Yeah, I feel like also you need to do like find some flat hands for Austin.
Well, the good news is in the 3-pack, he has the flat hands.
Oh, does he?
He does.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's very.
I think that was the. I remember when we had Magic on before these came out, and I believe he said that the hands were supposed to be included in the defining moments.
Yeah.
But I think he confused it with the 3-packs because they make, you know, a bunch of toys of the same character. So he probably had that miss.
I'll give him a pass,
you know, because it's okay. That. Yeah. But it's a great set regardless. Hands
Absolutely.
Be damned. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You can't drink beer with flat hands, Tom. And you can't celebrate like Stone Cold Steve Austin with flat hands.
I mean, it's I guess fair. You could.
It's fair. I mean, you'd have to pick it up like this. Be very uncomfortable to drink a beer like this.
What?
Be like Mark Zuckerberg in the AI.
All right.
So good.
You ready to get into our weekly gets?
Let's do it, man.
All right, I'm ready. Are you ready, Mike?
Hogan's just sitting here jamming to the Unbox With Us theme song.
Before we get to our main event, I did get one other thing this week. Hold on.
Let me tell you something, brother.
Okay.
Well, you tell me something, brother. What'd you get?
Well, hold on. I got to turn on fake cam so we can enjoy it.
I'm waiting. I'm holding on. Hold it on.
Karen webcam. Okay, hold on. I think we're good now.
Sharon is Karen.
Add extra camera.
Hey. Nothing you can say.
Osmos.
Change what you've done to me. If I sing it like a crooner, will we get copyright strike? Hey, there's nothing you can say. Remember when I had the AI voice and it would do all those weird, like,
yeah. All right. So I got, boom, boom. Oh, here we go. I got a blank blue table. Oh, and the, big line of big rubber guys and LJNs.
He's so big he doesn't fit in the screen, damn it.
All right, here we go. It is the Ric Flair fourth repaint in the green. I wasn't going to get it, but then I helped somebody out and he gets it for me, and it's so good.
Man.
Like, do I really need another? Did I really need another Flair big rubber guy of the same pose?
Can you name the event the gear is off of?
No, is it from a specific event?
I know, it's a time frame at least.
That was probably WCW, NWA Flair, right?
Yeah, WCW. I'm going with Fall Brawl. That's what I remember him wearing, the green and yellow, the best in.
I think back in the day he wore it more often, right?
I'm sure he did. I'm sure there's a bunch of matches, but Fall Brawl is the one that sticks in my brain. It was the Four Horsemen versus the NWO, baby.
I don't know if I'm actually going to open it because I have so many other flares. I have the bloody one open and displayed.
Ooh.
But so I might just keep it safe in its fake packaging.
I think stealable. It's one of the best flares out there that repaints.
I just didn't need it, but it looks so good. I couldn't pass it up. And when you get it for the price of $3.99, you cannot complain.
Yeah, especially when it's an exclusive, nonetheless.
Yeah.
But I love this. I love the.
I wish this between. But again, they did a repaint only 500, and they sold out. So I was going to say, let's stop with their repaints. Apparently, there's a market for them. So why are we going? It's like telling WWE to lower their ticket prices when they're selling out.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Like, I would have waited out for if had I judged better and would have known, I would have waited out for this flare.
What do you mean, better than a suited?
Not necessarily better than the suited, but in wrestling gear.
I love the suited flare.
This is the colors I like.
Okay.
I like the blue. I like the pink and everything. But
do you have one of these flares?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think you do.
No, because the suited flare is all I need a big rubber guy for. Yeah. But now that I have the Hulkster back.
Now you need to wrestle somebody.
Now I need somebody to put him in the figure four leg lock, brother.
There you go.
Yeah.
So Mike needs another variant of the Ric Flair.
Yes.
And that's all that I picked up this week, other than, well, this I had last week. I think I showed it on a show last week.
Yes. We both kind of were all over the place because we had so much going. We had you, I mean, you had a plethora to open.
Last week, yeah.
Yeah.
But now this week, we're going to open this.
It was one of those weird things, too, because, like, you showed it, and I was like, man, I really need to get that. And you know what happened?
You got it.
It showed up just randomly, and it was here. And I was so happy. So happy.
I need to tell Brenda she needs to start
watching Fig Guys. There's like a magic in the air. Not that magic, but
why magic is in the air?
Magic is always in the air. It's so good though. It's such a great Ultimate Edition. I'll let you pop it open because
I'm kind of sad that I put my scissors away. I don't know where they are.
See, that's why you got to get the Acclaim scissors and just keep them at your desk.
That's what they were on my desk, but then I needed them for something else, and now I can't find them.
You know what's funny? They're actually a really good pair of scissors.
They are.
Which I was surprised about, because not most things you would get out of a crate item would be high quality. Yeah. Wouldn't even say cheap.
I got one more label to go, one more tape.
He's got a label. Mine came very nice and clean. I already threw out my outer shell. Yeah, I was telling Tom yesterday I had to go take a picture of it because there was no good factory shots of him posing. He was like all off in it. Oh, weird.
The Legend Killer?
He is the Legend Killer. Is he there? Possibly the Legend Thriller now.
And RKO on that side of the box.
Before he was the master of the RKO.
One of his hands just fell out.
Hey.
And I love that we get the Randy Orton hand so he could do the pose with the figure.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen that amazing picture Mike has already posted.
I'm going to pop it up here so they can see it.
And I think we got more pictures of him coming too, right?
We do. We got a few coming, which I'm super excited about.
So, here we go.
He's chilling.
There's all the accessories that come with it. Three heads, the ugly-ass Intercontinental title.
You don't like the oval belt?
Oh, God, no.
This is my favorite design. But I wish it was smaller in figure form. It's a little too thick.
It's terrible. There's only one Intercontinental title I ever want to see. And that should be the classic one that Cody brought back when he won it.
I don't mind the new one either.
Oh, I hate the new one.
It's not terrible.
It's terrible. It looks like a big toy. It looks way worse than even this one.
We like big toys.
I would take this one over that one.
I have a soft spot for this one.
Why?
This is like my favorite belt.
Maybe it's an age thing for you.
Yeah.
Like, I get that. That makes a lot of sense. Well,
I love this belt. I don't know. It just brings back so many memories.
No, I need the Intercontinental title that...
I do feel like the Mattel version's a little thick, because the belt was kind of thin. It's a little chunky on Randy.
All right.
Maybe not. I don't know. My eyes perceive me.
This is really a great figure.
A phenomenal figure, really is.
It's AJ Styles?
It's not the phenomenal one. But it is a phenomenal fun.
All right, here we go. Randy Orton, let's fix his arms a little bit. Ooh, I like how they just snap back into place.
Yeah, they did a great job with it. They really did.
Hold on, let's get the camera angle a little better.
There he is. Oh, yeah. Happy Randy.
Stand up, Randy. Wow, his legs are a little...
He was younger. He partied a lot in these days.
Right.
He was hanging out with that bad influence,
very,
Ted,
very
Ted
tight.
DiBiase Jr.
Very tight the legs are, dude.
See, I didn't have a problem with that on this, but I did with my Jacob Fatu.
His legs are super tight. And I can't get him to stand even.
He's not Standy Orton. It's Randy Orton.
Were you able to get him to stand, Mike?
Yeah. I mean, to pose him for the picture.
Oh, duh, that's right.
See if you... Hold on. There he is. He's standing on the desk. Where can I do that?
His legs are so out of joint.
I got him standing.
Long and skinny legs.
He's just chilling back there.
Well, I guess I'm not going to show you what he looks like standing, because I can't get him to stand.
Well, there you go. Look at my screen. We got him standing.
Dude, how do you do that?
Lots of pressure. But I mean, shooting him, getting him ready for the photo shoot helped a little bit. I stretched him out a little bit. If you do stretch him, they will get better at the...
Now, do you have a wobbly head like I saw people talking about?
No.
Randy Orton?
My head's great. Look at...
But it doesn't move if you shake the figure.
Nothing.
Mine's a little loose, but not as mad as some I've seen. It's fine. Oh, and I totally got him standing now.
See, look. Cool. No shaking. Yeah.
I heard some heads are looser than the others. Now, which is the best head?
I love this
head, actually. This is a great head, too.
I do love the smiling head.
Yeah.
It looks like he's, got the... It's pre-demonic Randy, so he's not like full blown
right
bad guy. I'm a big fan of this head. Like, I'm shocked they're gonna turn on me.
I was just putting that one on him now. Look.
The fear in headlights head. But nothing screams Randy Orton like him mean mugging the camera. It's a great looking Orton.
It's a great looking
Orton. You know, he's funny too. This is Randy Orton with hair. We just got that Evolution 3 set.
Yeah.
And that's like, did we really need an Ultimate Orton this young already?
Yes.
Of course we did, but like, could have got him a little more down the line.
Question.
I didn't think I was going to really like this figure as much as I do. I will say that. I just dropped his head. But boom, there he is.
The deco on his gear.
The gear is phenomenal. Super clean. Love the blue. I like him with the minimal arm tattoos.
Well, it's young Orton, right?
Yeah, perfect, though. Really, really well done. See, he's happy about it, too. That's what matters the most.
All right, let's try the other head really quickly.
He's a great-looking Randy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I agree. Like, I don't see the detail on this Intercontinental title. It's pretty good, but it's just such a... I'm just not a fan of this.
Yeah. I get it. I understand the hype for it. There you go. There's the belt up. And I mean, it looks just like the actual belt.
It does.
So there's that.
I'm giving no credit for that.
Yeah.
This head I can't even get on. Hold on.
I am a big fan.
Well, I think maybe I have an issue with this head.
Is it a serious?
What?
Is it a serious head?
It's this head. But it won't stay on. And look at his head. It's wobbly.
I don't know.
It's like his neck is not supposed to be that long.
Definitely needs a push down. See, my head's... What's that one? But it's on there. Don't break the peg.
See, yeah, this one won't snap. Let's see if I go put this one back on.
See, they did a great job with the shirt, though, too.
Yeah, they did.
Evolution, but my favorite part is the back of it has the WrestleMania 22.
Yeah. See how well this head pops on?
Yeah.
The other one will not pop on like that.
You got to do some hot water and...
Yeah.
Yeah. But I love that they put the WrestleMania 20 authenticity stamp on the back of the shirt, which is very cool. Nice little detail. Big fan.
I wonder what the problem is. Is the hole not big enough on this that it's not snapping in?
That's what she said.
Whoa.
No, I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's a weird thing. Weird problem.
Right there. A lot of other people having issues with their heads.
Yeah.
Wait, I think I finally got it down. How's that looking, Mike?
That looks much better.
I jammed it in there. All right, that does look better. You just got to use a little bit of force.
Yeah. That's for a viper. That makes sense.
Yeah, you don't want to get bitten. You don't want to get
stung.
No. And then these hands.
Nobody wants to take the venom of the RKO.
Did I put the Randy Orton hands on Randy Orton?
I do love the Randy Orton hands.
They are really cool.
They are. They
and
look
this
great.
Is where the extra hands really shine.
Yeah.
Like when you get a guy...
You pose them, right? That's what they're there for. Nice RKO action on Kurt Angle right there. Bam.
All right. How's that, Mike?
I love it.
How's my pose in there? Not too bad, huh?
You gotta get the front hand up.
Ah!
Well, it's part of the gimmick, right? yeah.
That's a pretty good pose I did, right?
I love it. And I absolutely love it. Such a great, great Randy Orton.
And guys, like I said, check out our social media tomorrow. Mike will be posting more pictures.
Yes.
I've already seen a couple of them. And
you
amazing.
Did.
I love the one you posted yesterday.
Here, we can throw it up real quick. Now that my computer actually works, and it's
details.
Been fun. Details, lots of details. There were some good details on that photo. Where is this? Boom, boom, boom. Screen share.
Trying to get his.
Oh, he's got to do a nice screen share. Boom. Look at that. Look how good that looks.
Oh, my God.
It's such a cool. Such a beautiful Randy Orton, though. Really is. It's got all the details you need.
Now, how much more time do you think we. Because we're seeing a lot of guys retire, like Cena and AJ Styles.
Oh, I almost don't want to talk about it anymore.
How long do you think Randy Orton has left?
Orton, man, that's a, where we go. There we are. Orton, what does that mean? I don't think Orton's got many years left either. That's good.
Yeah, always, got him standing, got him posed.
You get the one hand up a little bit like that. You pull the one hand down like that. Nothing you can say. So, WWE needs to release more of their music on Instagram, too, by the way.
Why? There's what's a pain not in up
the old Randy Orton theme. Yeah. Or, the, you know, the other one they didn't have, which I wish they had for the post, was the Randy Orton theme mixed with the Evolution theme.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was such a banger of a theme song.
There we go. I got him standing. I got him posed.
He looks great, man.
So I did the pose good.
Yeah.
I got more closed fist hands here. I'm not even going to put them on right now.
He only needs them if he's RKOing people.
That's true.
That is true.
I'm going to take out the title. Very, very detailed intercontinental title. I just don't like this version of the title.
Yeah. I get it. Like I said, I get it.
And I really hate today's. I think this one is better than the current one.
I don't necessarily hate the new one.
I hate it.
But I don't like, it's not my favorite.
I should bag him, huh, so I don't lose all his parts.
Jeez, that's the ultimate edition issue of the day. Is every time I open up one, like I got more hands for Fatu. If Fatu didn't have the black tape on his hands, I wouldn't know if they were Fatu's hands or...
Well, thank God he has the black tape.
Here's a fun one. We were moving, and... After an abundance of wrestling stuff was out, there was a loose hand just sitting on the floor in the old place. And I picked it up. I was like, oh, this is Jeff Hardy. And I put it down. Everybody was like, how did you know
that? Mike, I feel like you could do this, and this would actually be accurate too, wouldn't it?
It would be very accurate. And it probably better photograph.
There you go.
Yeah.
Because he was a former world champion. WCW.
For some reason, this like it's just so big for the Mattel figures. This IC belt, it still looks good, but I remember being smaller on the actual talent.
Guys, these are available on Mattel Creations and Amazon.
Yes.
So if you haven't gotten it yet, and Amazon just had that sale last week, it was up there for $26. You can't go wrong with that.
I think I got it. I think that's what I bought it with.
Yeah, that's when I texted you and said, "Mike, $26 alert."
Look, he's ready. He's waiting to give you an RKO.
Oh, wow. I'm a little afraid.
He's
I'm a little afraid. Viper, I don't want to get RKO'd.
Viper be damned. Okay, so good detail on that sculpt, man.
Really is.
You did a great
They've
job.
They've been crushing it lately. They've really been crushing
this,
it.
This was one of those Ultimates, though, where I was like, it's a little plain Jane. I don't know if I'm going to really like it. And then I got it, man.
Oh, it's so good.
I almost like it better than I like the Jacob Fatu Ultimate.
Wow.
And that's crazy. Fatu, you.
I mean, you know we need a good Fatu Jacob Fatu versus Randy Orton match.
Oh, we killer.
Dude, do you think Randy Orton needs to get one more heel turn in him before he leaves?
I think it's a necessary.
Uh-oh. I think we lost Mike.
No, you're here.
Oh, you're here. Okay.
You're here. We had a little glitch in the system, but I think it's necessary. Definitely need Randy Orton.
Yeah, like something needs to make him snap. Like, there needs to be something. Like, Cody accidentally hits him in the head with the WWE title, and then when he gets up, he's snapped, and he's just...
It's like the Jay Lethal turning into Black Machismo. Every time he got smacked on the back of the head, he would be like, yeah, dude, bro.
Well, that was the same thing with Paul Orndorff. Like, every time WrestleMania 1, he gets hit in the head with the cast, he turns face. He got hit in the head again, he gets knocked off the apron, hits his head, he turned heel on Hogan.
Yeah,
that's like you know, so they actually had it. Every time he got hit in the head, he was going heel or face.
You know who made that? The Three Stooges.
Oh, really?
There's a boxing episode where every time Curly would get hit, He would get like he would either become the fighter.
I think it was every time the bell rang,
he would get back in the fight mode. But then when the bell would ring from the in between the rounds, he turned into a softie again.
My favorite Three Stooges episode is "A Plumbing We Shall Go." You ever see that?
Oh,
one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
That was one of my favorite things to watch when I was home as a kid. Yep. Gotta love some Three Stooges. Not talked about enough.
No, I when I was a kid, they were talked about more than they are today. But
yeah,
we're so much further away from them now than.
Did you see the video of them explaining the moves?
No.
Oh, I gotta find it. It just started going around too. But he was I don't really. It's Mo talking to Curly. Yeah, he's like, I don't really hurt him. He's like, grab the nose, and twist, and. He's a good actor. I love me some Stooges, man.
What do you say we get out of here for the night, for the week?
We can. I hope I'm healed.
Next week.
I did want to show off this guy real quick. Look how perfect these Simpsons toys keep getting. This is Grandpa Simpson. It's so goofy looking. It's so perfect. Like the glasses are molded on, and it looks. I got a bunch of shit just laying next to me, but it's so good. And I finally started dabbling in the mini Simpsons figures. Look at the size difference.
Yeah, I've seen them in Target. Yeah.
That's a trip.
Yeah, they're really cool.
These are cool, though. I'm a sucker for more toys. I got to take some Jack's pictures, too, of these. These are fantastic.
Wow. Got both in today. Landon Bumgarner says, my friend Landon, we talked about creating our own media service. Trunk swapping one with the Evolution 3-pack to make an Ultimate. Oh, I love that.
I love it.
Ooh. What a great Randy Orton figure.
Evolution set's beautiful.
There we go. There it is again. Randy Orton.
Yeah. Nothing you could say.
All right, Mike. Any closing words before we get out of here for the week?
Closing words. I'm going to say it one more time because if you guys missed out on all the good stuff, go take advantage of all the sales going on. You got more sales going on right now. There's probably product to buy, but Ringside Collectibles, Shop AEW just put up a bunch of stuff.
Oh yeah,
Mattel Creations has got killer deals going on. Make sure you guys go check everything out. Empty your wallets while you can.
Send us your money. Say. Oh no, wait, we're not evangelists.
But if I got a bridge, I could sell you. But yeah, no, it's just enjoy. Oh yeah, forgot one more thing I found. This week, just so excited to find Stone Cold, WWE Superstars.
That's a great one, Mike. That's a great one.
Tom, the miracle of it all is we complained about them having all these Hulk Hogan's on the shelf still.
Yeah.
And they moved them all the clearance, and lo and behold, I walk into Walmart, the whole set's up there.
Ooh.
Everybody but Warrior from this set was there. I was so excited. I only picked up Stone Cold. I picked up Austin right now.
Okay, who else was in the set?
We got Georgie Animal Steel, which is a must.
Such a good one.
Nikolai Volkov, obviously. But I needed to get Stone Cold.
You need to get Volkov to go with your Iron Sheik.
Yeah. I couldn't leave. This was the only one there. They had a bunch of everybody else.
Yeah, okay.
Or else I wasn't leaving without...
Yeah.
My goddamn Stone Cold!
There'll be more next week.
Yes. So. Lots more. I'm looking forward... to the holiday season. I can't wait till we start seeing these LJNs in stores.
Mike.
That's all I got. Soon. I'm out of wisdom this month or this week. Maybe this whole month. I don't know yet. Ask me again next week. We'll see if my answer changes.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining us for
another
episode of The Fig Guys. Go to thefigguys.com. All of our links are listed there. Please follow us, subscribe, leave a 5-star review, say something nice in the comments. We want to know what you want to hear. We want to know what you like, what you don't like, what you want more of, what you want less of. So go.
What do you want to see more
Apple iTunes. You can go leave comments on our YouTube. We're all over Instagram. Make them post daily.
Yeah. Cody's a smooth operator.
Mike's going to have some new pictures this week. We're going to have some more reels. So,
yeah. And one last time, congratulations, WWE.Raw23.
Absolutely.
I'll be hitting you up in the DMs. You hit us up in the DMs if I don't hit you up first, but I'm going to be doing it as I'm working on the actual podcast drops. So let me know. Need your shipping details so I can ship your goods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's it for tonight. From Mike, it's Tom. Until next week, guys, be good. Fig Guys!
Thanks for watching, Fig Guys. Please like, follow, subscribe. And until next time.